And a great big Arizona good morning to all you Arizona homeowners. Going to be a gorgeous Arizona weekend. Probably going to see some moisture wherever you are in the great state this particular weekend. Hey, it's Rosie on the house, and we're in the garden this hour. Give us a ring with your question, 1-888-767-4348. I'm broadcasting from our studio in Phoenix. We have my son, Romy, actually on a road trip up in Flagstaff at Warner's Nursery and Garden Center, broadcasting live right there on Butler Avenue in Flagstaff with Misty Warner. How's your Flagstaff morning up there, buddy?
It couldn't be any prettier, Dad. And I tell you what, I was a little worried. My gauge, temperature gauge on my truck when I got out said 45. I thought, you know, I hope just these jeans and this long sleeve are enough. And I get out of the truck at the same time Misty pulls up and she's in jogging shorts. I thought, well, I can't complain now. I better tough it up because I can't be no sissy. But it is, the sun's out. It's probably close to 60. It's a beautiful morning. The finches are very active in this. What is this, Misty?
Autumn Blaze Maple.
Autumn Blaze Maple. A beautiful, beautiful tree. I see a little bit of red color. Is this going to be just a whole red blaze in a couple weeks?
It will, absolutely. That's the start of it.
And so this tree indicates that everything's coming.
Yes, it's starting. Fall season is definitely here. Temperatures are cooling at night, so we're starting to see a little bit of color around town.
And around town, what would be a good place? I mean, color in Arizona, if you've lived in the desert, you've never been to Flagstaff, you don't realize how much there is in the state. And it's not that far of a drive from Green Valley or Tucson or Phoenix or wherever below the rim you might be listening to the program. What can they see in the fall here?
You know, in town, obviously, the maple, the burning bush, Virginia creepers, things like that. But I love to drive up Snowball Road, and then they'll see the aspen groves. They can take the sky ride, and that's just definitely worth the trip up. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. So we're live here. If you're in Flagstaff listening on Calf Country, or if you want to come up from Sedona, our friends on Chasm, we are right here on Butler Avenue. It's pretty easy to find, right off of I-40. There's a Butler Avenue exit. Just follow it right to the nursery. We're on the south side of the road. We can take your question live here. And we've also got from our friends at Bonnite a handful of products to give away to anyone that stops by this morning.
Very good. And I'm here in studio with Jeff Harper. So you're here to answer any questions of plant species below the rim.
We got above and below the rim covered today.
Hey, did y'all see that in the newspaper they were talking about the high temps in August were lower than usual? It was one of the coolest Augusts recorded in 119 years of keeping records. I kind of felt like going through this summer, we've had fewer over 110 degree days than I can remember.
You know, we have, and you know, one of the things I do as a hobby of mine, I'm a high school football coach, and they've got this new machine that sits out there on the field, and it collects all this data, and the trainer comes out and lets us know if we can or can't practice today, or we have to go in the gym, or we can only wear helmets and no shoulder pads. And I think last year we had 14 days that we could not practice, or we had to go inside and practice, or could only wear helmets and no pads, and we have had none of those days this year.
Now, how come when you and I and John Jay were in high school football, they wouldn't let us drink water?
You're weak.
It was twice a day, yeah. You know.
We drank out of a hose. They handed us a handful
yes,
of salt pills.
Right, exactly.
We gobbled those down, and you know, water, that was a weakness if you had to drink water.
Well, we've got a particularly nice August. We've got a particularly nice summer. It really was enjoyable. We're in good shape on moisture right now.
Mm-hmm.
And with more coming on the way. So if you're below the rim right now, what are you thinking about now? I'm thinking, okay, do we start talking about winter lawns yet? We definitely talk about fall gardening right now.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not ready to talk about winter lawns yet, but you know, I certainly am ready to get my garden going. We've got plenty of time to get organic material worked into the soil and get it good and watered and get it ready for the fall vegetable gardening, because it's just right around the corner. You could start planting, you know, by seed all your cole crops, your cabbages and cauliflower and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, and I wouldn't even be afraid to get some tomato plants and pepper plants in.
Starters,
not by seed, but go ahead and plant the starters.
Go ahead and start, and those may need to be shaded for a little while here for the next couple weeks.
Well, yeah, you know, you just never know. I mean, just like it is up in Flagstaff, Missy was saying the nights were cooling down and the mornings were cooling down. I'm feeling the same thing here too. Looking at the long range forecast, it looks like we're barely touching the 90s or in the mid-90s all next week. It's cool and crisp in the mornings, and I believe fall is starting to, you know, show itself down here below the rim, too.
Ah, fantastic. Well, it's a perfect day, perfect weekend to get out there before the storm hits tomorrow, to get out there and do whatever you're trying to get done in the lawn or garden. Give us a ring and let us see if we can help you out at 1-888-767-4348. Do we have Romy?
Now, Misty, you were talking about winter vegetable gardens in Flagstaff. From what I understand, Warner's has a long history here. Y'all started in Page in
1968,
and then you moved to Flagstaff
in the 80s.
So snowpack, you're still a couple months away from snowpack. There's got to be time to get some winter vegetables in.
Right. So obviously not. We can't do tomatoes and peppers like you can down south, but we do have lettuce, peas, broccoli, cauliflower. You may need to use frost protection. But definitely a good time to get those in if you want a fall crop. We've had pretty nice seasons in the last few years that allow for extending into the fall and getting more of those cool season veggies going.
And it usually takes, now I would say usually, just from what I see and hear in the weather reports, it takes a little while to build up accumulation of snow. You'll get it, it'll melt, And then it takes a big one to really stick around for a while. So is there things you can do, little small miniature plant protectors that can protect it, like a little greenhouse to extend the life of those?
Usually by the time the snow comes, the temperatures during the day are too cold, unless you have a greenhouse or a heatable cold frame, unfortunately.
And what's a heatable cold frame?
Well, basically it's made out of Lexan or wood that you would, you know, set over it, and typically they heat it by heating up water jugs and setting it in there. But again, that's only going to get you through October, November. An actual greenhouse would have to have gas heat.
Now, looking around, I saw a few things that I was surprised that I was not expecting to see at a nursery in Flagstaff. There's a cactus and succulent section inside here.
Right, that's really a big selling product line for us. It's for indoor use only, other than during the summer. But it's definitely a trend that we're seeing along with the terrarium planting and things is big succulent gardens indoors.
And where are some of the native strands? I mean, are these local succulents that have come from lower in the desert you're putting inside? Are these South American succulents that have found their way up?
You know, these are greenhouse grown, so they can tolerate outside temperatures when it's hot, but they don't like a lot of direct sun. So no, they're not native. We get ours out of California from Armstrong growers, so we have just a wide assortment of cactus and succulents that can grow indoors. We do have a small few cactus and succulents that are native, that are in our native section that we grow ourselves in the Verde Valley, that'll winter over, but nothing like the assortment you saw inside.
And you jumped the gun on me a little bit. I was going to get to that. Not only do y'all have a nursery here in Flagstaff and your landscape install company as well, but y'all are growers out of Verde Valley.
Right, yes.
And what comes out of Verde Valley?
So we have nine production greenhouses for vegetables, annuals, perennials, and then we have field production, which is trees, fruit trees, shade trees, flowering trees, and then shrubs, of course.
Wonderful setup.
Yeah, it's been great.
All right, from there
we've got... allows us to, you know, ship more locally rather than, you know, us being here in the mountains so far removed from our product mix. We've had to ship from the Northwest as far as Canada to get product material that will grow in our climate. So it's really allowed us to grow product appropriate for us, lower the cost for our customers, and obviously cut down on the footprint. So it's really great.
Wonderful. Well, I understand we have callers ready to go on air, so let's bring them in.
We've got the state covered today with Rosie and Jeff Harper down in the Phoenix studio, Romy and Misty Warner up in Flagstaff at Warner's Nursery and Garden Center. But of course, the first call we're going to take is from Green Valley. Norita, good morning. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. I have a geranium plant, and this has happened in previous years. This plant was gorgeous, purchased at Costco, but now when the bud appears, a little tiny hole is mm-hmm. in it, and a little tiny worm comes out of that hole. And if it grows, it eats, of course, it eats the inside of the bud. It would eat not the green leaf, but the red petal of the flower. And they look like miniature little caterpillars.
Well, all right, Mr. Harper, what can you tell Miss Norita?
Very common, one of the most difficult pests that we have to control for in greenhouse grown geraniums. And they drill little holes right into the buds of the flowers, and not too difficult to get rid of, especially on a single plant that you've got. Mm-hmm. There are couple of products. They're both basically the same active ingredient. One is going to be called either Dipel, which is going to be in a dust form. The other one would be Thuricide, which would be a liquid form. They are a biological worm spray. The active ingredient is called Bacillus thuringiensis.
Whoa!
It won't kill anything but caterpillars. So you can go ahead and dust and spray your buds and your leaves, and as that caterpillar feeds on that plant and it ingests that BT into its stomach, basically it kind of starves the insect. It doesn't kill them very quickly, but they die a slow, hungry death.
Oh, dear.
Well, there you go, Mr. Rita. And again, the two brand names you specifically...
Dipel, and that's usually a dust form, and Thuricide, liquid form. Same product.
All right, Mr. Reeder, we appreciate the call from beautiful Green Valley. I'd be curious. The storm's supposed to be coming up from the south. I should have asked her if she sees clouds yet, because I sure don't see any here in the Valley of the Sun right now. We're perfectly fulfilling our title right now. Broadcasting live, we've got Romy Up and Flagstaff at Warner's Nursery and Garden Center with Misty Warner. We've got Jeff Harper here in studio in the Phoenix area, and we've got you. And any question you'd like to ask about any plant from anywhere in the state, we got you covered today. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, it'll be John and Nancy and you.